Well, I'm home now after a long day in the office. Not that I've ever worked in an office, I think, ever. A long, hard day selling books to people. Before I forget it, I'm going to say this Simon Munnery quote that I tried to say earlier. The pen is mightier than the sword, you claim. Very well, get out your pens, essay writers, and prepare to have your logic tested by cold steel. Not as funny as it could have been. Anyway. So another hard day at work, and don't know what it is really about retail. I've worked in retail for Apple for 3 years before this, and now here I am back again. And now I've got guess who's back? Anyway, it was it's a. It's a bit of a conundrum, the whole experience. The world seems to think that people who work in retail are their own personal punch bags. If you're having a bad day, go and take it out on somebody in the shop. Equally, there seems to be an acknowledgement that as soon as you enter into a customer salesperson representative arrangement, that the customer has not only studied everything under the sun, but wrote the books on said subjects as well. So you tend to get a little bit talked down to, made to feel yay high. You can't see me gesturing, but I am gesturing. Yay, yay high. Or below, I don't know. And that gets you a little bit. You want to say no. I am not this. I am not man who sells book. Well, obviously I am, but I'm so much more. There's so much more to me. I'm a deep, complex person with eyes and ears and legs and all the bits you'd imagine, and a head as well with a mind in it. Not just somebody who says, "We like a bag with that." But that's my own, as Eddie Izzard said, fish and chip on my shoulder. So yeah, that's that. I just wanted to say a thank you to people who have been listening and registering to follow me, if that's the way you put it. It's very nice of you. Thank you very much for your lovely comments. And if you want to find out more about what I do beyond humiliate myself and my education by working in a bookshop, you can take a look at my comic, which I'm writing at www.stopblubbering.com. You can also follow me at Stop Blubbering on Twitter. And it's a comic that I've been writing that I get illustrated by a lovely gentleman called Walter Newton, who I've never met, but does all my illustrations for me. And it's there's two strands to the comic. One, which is Charlie Brown-esque, talking about my life when I was very little. When I was the round-headed kid, and the other part deals with a car crash that I was in. So you know, sweet and sour, all that. You know, I got both sides of life covered, mate. Both sides. Oh, I get a bit of that. So anyway, I'll leave you as I found you, and yeah, I'm gonna go off and well, go off. I'm gonna stay where I am. I've got my feet up and I'm very comfy, and I'm gonna watch the Wilco live Ashes of American Flags DVD that's just arrived all the way from America. So yeah, that's gonna be cool, we hope. All right, so big love and goodbye. Sounds like booby.